views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we have a really interesting topic for you today. And I've already had questions come in about this, because we talk a lot in metaphysical or energy about frequency, what frequency you're resonating at, you know, where are you, 3D, 4D, 5D, what is all of that mean? What is dimensions? What's going on? Quantum physics explains that dimensions can coexist at the same time. So that's where that type of research would be. What I'm going into is what we feel. You know, science is out there constantly working and studying and trying to prove something. But this is about what you just know deep inside. Intuition will share that with you, usually way before anything else can prove anything. So I have learned to trust my own intuition, and my passion is to help you trust yours, because to me, that makes sense. That's where the truth is inside you. Now, where is your energy? We all have energy fields. Everything on this earth has energy. There's an energy field around Earth. There's an energy field around plants, animals. Anything here has energy. You have energy. And, you know, sometimes you can tell when someone's energy shifts. You can, you know, the easiest one is when someone gets very angry. You can feel it. It's a little awkward. It's uncomfortable around them. You can also feel the energy of someone that's very positive and very high frequency, and you just love being around that. It makes you feel good. But what are you sending out into the world? Today's show, we're going to focus on a lot of that, because right now the world is going through so much change. A lot of energy is shifting, and that energy will affect you. It can affect you very positively, and that's what I'm all about. Our first reaction when something is brand new and we don't understand it is to be a little defensive about it, but we don't have to be. So that's what I want to talk about. We have 3D going on. That's the old, that's what you're very familiar with. That's where a lot of not so positive things are happening in the world today. The pessimism, the fear, you know, some of the lower vibrational frequency energies are those negative things. Not everything in 3D is negative, but that's where that exists. Honestly, if you want to look at this from this perspective in energy and metaphysics, metaphysics is beyond life. You know, metaphysics looks past it. Physics is about life. Quantum physics is, like I said earlier, they're showing there's different dimensional realities existing at the same time. That's why I titled the show, Where's Your Energy? 3D, 5D, which is third dimension, fifth dimension, or do you feel like you're in both? Do you feel like you go back and forth? A lot of people are experiencing that, and I'm going to share some of the experiences I've had with it, but I think a lot more is about to unfold in the next several months on this because of what has been coming into the world. So it's very, very interesting. And that's why I want to show you some of these insights that I've been discovering. What I've been personally experiencing, when it first started, it was, I knew I was in one dimension then another. You're seeing things you never saw before, like in a higher frequency, it almost will feel magical. Intuition, being able to connect with higher, you know, realms, angels, everything like that. That definitely is different dimensions, higher dimensions. It doesn't always just stay that way. You come back down. You feel like you grounded. You feel like you just came back down to Earth, I guess. Well, Earth is changing. So that's why we are changing, because it's just natural. It's the way of life to calibrate as it changes, as evolves, whatever the word is you want to use. I think it's fascinating because we have opportunity to be more and be beyond what we ever thought we could imagine. And we're here. If you're here, if you're listening to this, you probably are interested in this in some way. Now, or you're feeling it. Now, for example, I've had a couple of things I just kind of laughed about, actually. I would be in higher frequencies, fifth dimension, or just there in my meditations, or I would be just resonating at that higher frequency for that day, and I would do a lot of things. And then when you are around other people, sometimes you're having to come down into back down into third dimension, or it affects you and pulls you down all of a sudden. Maybe you get around something and it just yanks you right back. You're like, oh, it's not yanking you back into reality. It's yanking you into another reality, the third dimension reality, because there's more than one now. And the best part of everything I'm going to share with you today is you can choose which one you want to be in. And yes, you will feel like you're in both sometimes. And I'm going to talk about a lot of these things. In fact, I'm going to bring up a question that came in the email because it's right in line with this show. And really, this whole show is going to answer the question, but it's exactly what I'm receiving from a lot of people. And this is from Deb. And thank you, Deb, for writing in. She writes, "Hi, Jen. Deb here. I am so aware of all the energy shifts and interact with them on a daily basis. My meditations are amazing. My belief system is rock solid. My 3D world remains the same, however. Is this just about timing? Thank you." It's when you're at a higher frequency, and just to answer that one, when you are resonating at a higher frequency, you can visit, say if you're at fifth, you can visit fourth, third, as low as you want. If you're at ninth, you can visit ninth and every dimension below that. That's how that works. So, yes, you will still be able to coexist in your third dimension world, but you can resonate in your fifth dimension reality. I know. It's like, well, how are we going to wrap our brains around that? Don't worry about that. It's all working itself out, and it is gradually transitioning us. For a while there, it felt like I was over in fifth, back in third, back over in fifth. Wait, where am I? Everybody's going, well, what happened to fourth? Fourth is there. Fourth is a transitional dimension, the way I have experienced it. Some of the things that we have to leave behind, like negative lower frequency, can resonate in fourth as we transition. It's kind of like you going through this to process it, but you can't go any further to fifth with it. That's how that works. So in fourth, you really want to just go kind of straight through that. Don't, you know, and some people that are afraid of the things they might be picking up on, entities, things like that, they may be resonating in the fourth. Okay, I'm saying may because that's where I feel they are. They can't be any higher than that. It just doesn't make any sense for them to be. But, you know, if that's a transitional place, it makes sense to me. I know, trying to logic out all this metaphysical spirituality is interesting, but that is exactly what we are doing here today. We are making sense of it. as much as we know right now, because this is constantly evolving and changing. So just know that it's constantly evolving and changing. So that's the good part. Now, I want to let you know before we take a break in just a few minutes, we're live streaming on my YouTube channel at Jen Royster. On my website, I have that there embedded at jenroyster.com. That's JenRoyster.com. If you want to watch the video stream and join us, I have live chat open on the YouTube and also over on Facebook, the network, TransformationTalkRadio.com. They are live streaming on Facebook. They're helping me out. They will watch the chat for me over there and let me know if anything comes in. So feel free to put your questions out there on either of the chats. I've also shared on my Facebook pages, the Jen Royster Show and Jen Royster. You can find them that way. So we have it out there for you guys. We have the audio going. It's everywhere. That's what we're trying to do. I'm very passionate. I'm very excited about where the world is going, where humanity is going. My passion is to help humanity, the heart and soul of humanity, go through this change positively. That's the best part. And I want you to remember that no matter where you feel like you are, you can choose a different reality now. You can choose a more positive experience. And we will explain some of that. I want to say hello. I see some of the chat is starting to wake up over there in YouTube. Hello to Sharon and Candace. Great to see you guys there this morning. We have them. They're right over there. Open up. This is interesting stuff, guys. There's viewpoints. There's experiences. The email that she sent in, she says, my 3D world remains the same with all the connection. Yes, it's not like it's going to disappear, but we're coexisting at the same time. You can walk around in a fifth dimension frequency and see and interact with third dimension. I know. Now, from what I was reading, in the next several months, probably about 3 months or so, I think all the way to like August, there's an energy and there's some chit-chat about this is where we're learning how to acclimate to fifth. We have like 1 foot in each world. It'll feel like that. You'll feel like you're going back and forth. But before and eventually, you'll be able to be completely in that fifth. So if you feel like, hey, I'm doing all this stuff, but how come it's not working? It is working. It's working just fine. And I'm going to share some things that will help you keep your frequency up. Because things are going to challenge you and they're going to test you. You're going to see that. And just know that anything's possible. The magic is about to start. And that's this world, this year, 2018, is an amazing year of transformation and change. It is happening, guys. So I'm going to take the short break now. When we come back, we're going to start diving in a little bit deeper. Throw your questions out there or call 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching the video stream of The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Welcome back to the show. If you are just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching the video stream of The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about energy, the reality, the 3D dimension, 5D dimension, and which one are you in? Or are you in both? Yes, and it can feel like that because we are a little bit. Now, we do have a caller, so let's bring on the caller. We have Julia from Florida.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to the show, Julia. What can we do
Thank
for you?
Well, I'm feeling a little challenged. I'm wanting to relocate, and I've got a couple places in mind. I'm thinking of possibly Wilmington, North Carolina, or possibly Chattanooga, Tennessee. So I'm feeling a little challenged about just, you know, finding the place where I'm going to fit. You know, it's a starting over point, so I just want to make sure that, you know, wherever I end up, that I kind of feel that, you know, I'm good. This is good, you know. So
I get you.
Kind of mid-50s, so it's a big step for me.
Right. I mean, you are, okay, on this dimensional thing, because you'll be able to tell. So that's really a good question for what we're talking about today, because which, have you visited both places yet?
Not yet.
Have you been?
Okay.
Okay. No, you're on the right track, because that was the first thing that popped in. I asked angels for that guidance, and they said, well, we have to go there. The reason you want to visit both places is because you want to feel which one lifts you and you feel better in, obviously. And, you know, when you say that out loud, that sounds very logical. And I know that that's an effort to visit both places. But when you're looking to do a huge start over, because you're on the right track, I feel that you are right on the edge. It's not very far away. And in the next half of this year, you're going to know exactly where you want to go. I don't want to influence the decision, but I felt Chattanooga more than I did Wilmington. Maybe that's because visit that one first, but that doesn't mean that's where you'll end up. I do want to tell you that. And look into the life that you want, because once you're there, you want to pay attention to your energy field and how you're responding to it and how it's responding to you. Because the way this works is the universe will really let you know this is where you belong, and you will just feel, you will feel it. You will feel ignited. You will feel motivated. You will be, I'm ready. I can't wait to do this. If you go to a place, even if it's these two places, and this has happened to me before, and this is exactly how I make decisions too, because I want to trust my intuition on that, because that's how spirit communicates with me. And I've moved a lot. So let me tell you, I know. But you may go to these two places, they seem perfect from what I've done on my research online. Then you get there and you're going, oh, this isn't quite what I meant or had in mind. That does not mean it's a failure. It means it's fine-tuning and the universe is letting you know, yes, but not quite here. And some people see that as a negative message, and I'm not saying that you do. I'm bringing it up because a lot of people going through a big transition, like a move, relocation, or job change, or whatever, going through the end of relationships, all kinds of stuff, it's really huge. And then you start to second guess yourself. And when you run into a wall like that, that does not mean that's a negative. That means it's kind of the bumpers guiding you down the path. Like, if you were walking through blindly, you would hit one of these and it would redirect you. That's all that is. But something tells me to visit Chattanooga first, and it could be to just scratch it off the list. I'm not sure, but that's the one thing I'm getting clear, is to visit that one first. Definitely visit the two places you're interested in, and then you go from there. But your energy field is vital to this decision. It's important that you trust it. That's the journey I feel you're on, Julia. Does that make sense, that you are learning how to be empowered within yourself?
Yes.
So they're kind of,
you mentioned the part about not feeling like a failure, because that's a big fear of like, oh my God, what if I do this and I fail and everything just goes like, you know, worst case scenario. So
Yeah, it must be why they had me use that word failure. I guess that was a key word for you. Yeah, see, I don't even know that when that happened. That's so cool, because that's not for me. That's for you. And that's huge, because the way the angels have been working with me every day is for me to share how people can empower and trust themselves. They want to support that. So the secret here, if this were me, I would be immediately planning my first trip to one of the destinations that I'm interested in. Look into what you want to see while you're there. If you're buying, if you're renting, whatever it is you want to do, do it. Go, be proactive. You don't have to sign any contracts. You don't have to do anything except look and dive in. Drive through neighborhoods you're interested in. Drive through areas of town you're interested in, and just see. Go, honestly, that's the way to do it. And in your own energy, the universe, and when you go, you say, please just help me be fine-tuned so I know yes or no. Because there's success in going, even if it's a no, not here. That's successful, not failure. That means, okay, I've started being proactive. I'm being very clear to the universe that I am looking for a new direction. So that's how you would do it. Is that making sense?
Yes, it is. I'm like frantically taking notes of everything you're telling me.
It's okay. It's okay. We have recordings if you need to go back. We have our everything archived. So I know. And you know what? I've done that when I've listened to stuff sometimes back. If I'm just channeling a message, I go back and listen and go, wow, that was a great message. I need to apply that to myself. Because I don't remember them either if I'm just letting it flow. So you are going to make a big change, and it's going to be one of the best things in your life ever. This whole journey, this whole experience, it's going to be about trusting what feels right to you and what doesn't feel right. And you'll get a little bit of both so you can decipher and get your gauge calibrated. Does that make sense?
Yes, Wow. You are hitting it right on the head for me. Thank you so much.
We want to know how it plays out. Now I'm excited for you. So you need to let us know how it plays out down the road.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We wish you the best. Oh, my goodness. You have a lot to do. You've got to get busy, proactive. The more proactive you are, the more you're going to be supported by the universe, the angels, your guides. They're going to totally support you because that's what they want. They want us to take action and show, this is what I want. Then they're like, there's your team. Your posse shows up. There you go. Thank you, Julia, for calling in.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad I called. Yay. Thank you.
Yeah, well, me too. Thank you very much. And that was great for anybody listening today that may be going through some challenges like that. So thank you for sharing your experience.
Thank you. And have an awesome day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Wow. And over in YouTube, I want to say hello. We have a few more showing up. We have Jules Grove. Hello. Good morning. We have... these are usernames, so it's interesting. Let's see. Lioness, love for you. Oh, that's awesome. Hello. Good morning to you. And we have Marilyn. Hello. Good to see you, too. So you guys are enjoying over there. So let me dive into some of this stuff that's really important. I've got a couple minutes for the next break, but I want to give some of this information out. Now, right now, we are feeling that two places at the same time. It can feel a little weird. You can feel a little spacey. I've had experiences, and I believe I started to share with you last week. You know, I had that vision that it was like a portal that opened up, and I was looking right through into another universe. But it wasn't completely clear. It was like a glass that needed cleaning. It was kind of fogged out, but I knew it was there. Like I could just walk through this thing. That was a couple weeks ago. Then a few days later, and it had triangles all around it. A few days later, I saw a big square with herbs hanging all over it, rotating, very shaman-like. I feel a lot of earth and shaman connection coming through a lot. If you love nature, if you love gardening, if you love growing your own vegetables, if you love getting back into the connection of nature and protecting it, it's really going to be beneficial. That's one of the big ones. I'm feeling that a lot. Nature is going through the shift too, but this vision was the square and it had the natural herbs, medicinals. And I went, ooh, right up my alley. I love it. And I've been doing that, but it was these two symbols, square and triangle, are sacred geometry symbols. They're shapes. And they seem to be connecting and tying into this, we're getting ready to cross this amazing bridge over to a great place. Doesn't mean we're going to physically die. No, it's not going to be like that. This world will still be here. It's just that right now we're getting the opportunity to gradually transition over between third, fifth, just going right through fourth, leaving the bags that you need to leave. That's where you want to, you know, you want to leave this baggage behind. Any of that anger, any of those lower frequencies that hold you back, the fear, especially fear, anything you're afraid of, if you are proactive right now working on that, that's the magic. Work on getting rid of that fear, putting it away, letting it go. That's going to help you transition. As soon as you put that weight down, guess what? You're lighter. Your frequency rises. It's going to be a lot easier in the transition. Then you can hang out more in fifth than for third. Right now, it's a little bit of both, back and forth, or both at the same time. But we are working eventually to be all in this higher frequency where we don't have all this negative stuff, where it's going to be really nice. That's going to take a process. It's not just overnight. Your body has to calibrate. You're feeling that physically. You're feeling it in your emotions, your dreams. There's a lot of purging going on right now. That's why you're feeling things come up. You're going to see it out in your world. So with that, let me take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to keep powering on. We have a lot to talk about with 3D, 5D. Which one do you resonate in? I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about third dimension, fifth dimension, and which one are we in? So I want to talk a little bit about how do you know which one you're in, okay? Third dimension. Third dimension is what you're used to. That's what we've seen for years, for hundreds and thousands of years. When you're in fifth, it feels brand new. You feel like anything's possible. The fear has fallen away. You feel that you can accomplish anything. It can feel, lack of a better word, it can feel magical, like anything's possible. You can manifest quicker. We're practicing our skills, and we've been working on manifesting skills, and we've been working with that connection with higher frequencies and dimensions, like our guides and angels. And we continually learn about new discoveries every day. So when you are in a higher one, maybe you feel like you're just on top of the world and you've got this thing licked. What I want you to understand is it's not that things won't happen around you. You'll still see the ups and downs of other people, the world that's not quite in the same place you're in. Everybody is going up and down too. Now, what do you want to practice? If you've been working on your frequency and lifting and healing and removing that from your own life, what you want to practice is, and it will give you some things to practice this with, say you're fantastic. You know, you're in your fifth, you know, amazing stuff's happening. You go out, you meet friends, or you go and you're just out there. And then you're around something, someone, a group, an energy. Wham, you just feel like you got yanked back down to third. That's not a negative. It's a way to practice, because guess what? Remember, when you're in fifth, you can visit any dimension from fifth below. It gives you opportunity to visit without losing your fifth frequency, because they can coexist at the same time. They are. We're just beginning to discover that they have been. I think they have been the whole time. You know, that's what makes sense to me. It's always been that way. We just didn't know it. And now we're starting to discover that it is. So when that happens, it's not like, oh, you messed up and you fell off your wagon thing or whatever you want to call it. It means you don't need to go down there and be, you know, feel like you're better than anybody. It wouldn't even be that way. If you were in fifth, you wouldn't feel that way anyway. That's a third dimension experience. If it pulls you down and brings you to that third dimension frequency, you're going to feel it. It's going to feel heavier. It'll feel denser. You will be like, oh, I can feel the things I didn't want to feel anymore. Stop right there. Take a deep breath and go, uh-uh. I'm not staying in this. I'm going back up. That's what you're going to be practicing for the next few months. Maybe a year. I don't know. This is all unfolding. Okay. We're all sharing how this is working out. It's all unfolding. So when you feel like it does that, or you just don't feel right around this frequency, make sure you're protecting, shielding, and bringing yourself back in. It's not about what they're doing. We've been learning about that too. It's not about what anybody else is doing. It's about what you're doing for you. And so we have to practice. It's not about, oh, they pulled me down. No, that's a third dimension viewpoint. See, if you start thinking that way, you're in it. You want to go, I'm going to go back to where I'm going to work on lifting me and shine my light and hoping it will lift another and inspire someone else. But you don't have to fix anybody else. They have the responsibility of their own self. That's where that's at. Absolutely. Now, another thing is it's interchangeable right now. It feels like it's continually going back and forth, flowing between the two dimensions. That's because it's giving us opportunity to experience it, but still have a foothold in the other one. You might feel like you have a foot in each one. It will feel like that because we're halfway transitioning. It does. It feels odd. And sometimes it'll be, I felt time lapses disappear at points. Now, I'm not finding that anymore. When it was, oh, I guess it was a year or so ago, I felt like I just lost time. Or I put something down, and then it wasn't until I went back to another frequency that I could find it. Now, from what I understand with quantum physics, is it's now objects can coexist in the dimensions both at the same time. So it won't feel like you're losing things. And it hasn't. That made sense to me. I don't feel like I'm losing things anymore. Or your mind, you know, it can feel like that. Now, what is the things that you can experience or you might be feeling? Some of this is really affecting people physically. So don't be alarmed. Always know everything that I'm sharing with you is not to replace medical attention if you need it. Please, please don't be unrealistic about that. But when there is no anything going on and you're still feeling some unusual things, you might experience some symptoms. I had a show I did a couple weeks ago on that. You can go listen to that. That was all about that. One of the things I'm noticing right in this moment, especially this week after the 15th when the new moon came in, was people need more sleep. They feel great. They're doing their thing. They're getting up. They're having their day. But then, wow, are they tired and they're sleeping deeper. That's okay. Nothing wrong with you. Sleep is good. Sleep is when your cells are repairing. That's probably when a lot of the upgrade things are happening. So just keep that in mind. Let's see. I'm looking at the chat over here. Looks like people are gardening. Oh, my goodness. Sharon's referring to the caller we had over in the YouTube chat. She's struggling with the same issue. Want to move to Colorado, even though I have no family out there and have never been west. All of my family is here on the East Coast. Well, you know the answer to that, Sharon. You need to book a trip. And I believe Candace is out there. She's a great reference out there. My goodness. Yeah, you need to go visit. You know somebody out there. Candace. Candace, show you here. And I know Candace. I can vouch for her. And yes, it's hard to leave family. It is. But we also need to be, what's your feeling with this need to move or relocate? Because we're actually thinking about it too. But it's moving to the frequency of where you are now in your journey, because that's what happens. There's a thing going on with this energy that is igniting people to relocate, move, change groups they hang out with, or change whatever it is they got going on. As they grow and evolve, you like attracts like. That's in manifesting, like attracts like. So you want to, you'll feel this magnetic pull to resonate and be collecting into groups that you have in common, other people you have in common, things you have in common. Does that make sense? There, I got that out. So that's why a lot of people are feeling like that. Sleep repairs the cells. Sleep is also how we will upgrade our cells for the frequencies that are going on. There's a lot going on here. Your body, the earth, look at all the changes and the crazy weather patterns. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of, I guess, 3D. It's kind of crumbling around us. But it's, as that's falling away, a new earth is evolving and emerging up. Keep your focus and your sights on the new emerging, not what's falling away. Very important, because what is that going to do if you are worried about what's falling away? It's going to be the doomsday thing, and you're going to have the fear all collecting in, and it's going to be, oh my gosh, there's nothing I can control. That's all the old stuff that's falling away, that's weakening, that has no place in the higher frequencies or dimensions. You see what I'm saying? So at the same time, I have seen this in visions. It's so cool. Just hear me out, then we'll take a quick break. I have seen when I am manifesting that, say, let's just keep this simple. Say we have a table right here. I'm using an object. I don't know. There's this table. I see, if I visualize that it's a 4-chair table and maybe I want it to be a 6-chair table. This is just a simple example. Okay. You can do this with anything, not just an object. I'm focusing that the energy that holds and binds the molecules together, this is breaking it down. If you looked at it under a microscope, they start to lose their binding. And then it kind of fizzles and kind of crumbles down. It kind of just shreds. It reminds me of those beam me up Scotties in Star Trek, you know, just dissolves. But as it's dissolving, at the same time, simultaneously, it's over here building the other one. That's a visual that you can use. When you see things that are distressing you in the world, this is huge, because you want to keep your frequency up. You want to keep it focused on new emerging earth, new emerging you, the new emerging life you're creating, because that's all the new being created out of the old. Out of the ashes, the phoenix rises, whatever you want to call it. That's how that works, okay? It's really big. It's really powerful. But when you see it doing that, that's what you want to do. So let me take this last break, and when we come back, we will wrap up the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
please join us for a transformational conference with five, that's right, five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers, Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll, in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the show, our last segment. So I have a couple more things I want to share with you. Really, in a nutshell, what's going on, and we just entered this year, not very long ago, and it's just building. If you were out in your garden, what are you doing in the spring? You're planting seeds. You're planting your garden for later, right? That's what we're doing right now with this energy. So that's why you see, oh, this new, but not quite yet, because you're planting it. What you want to do is organize, what do you want? What do you want to accomplish? And how can you find a way to be confident in it? That's important. You need to trust you. That's how the universe will support, is what you're trusting in yourself. Okay, you want to trust your choices. And don't think that even if you choose one route, that that's a mistake. We're not talking about perfectionism here, because every choice is part of the journey and we learn something from it. Successful people have figured that out. They really have. They figured out, they don't let, okay, I'm going to try this new project, this new idea, and maybe it doesn't work, maybe it does. They don't feel destroyed and distraught from it. They just go back to the drawing board. Oh, well, let me try again. That didn't work. Okay, but I learned something about that. And you take what you learned, you leave the rest behind, and you keep going. Very important. Remember that. Remember that. Remember, we're seeding and planting a whole new experience here. Everything is magic like that. Everything. And we had got time for one more. Let's see. We had a question. Anne, hello, Anne, on Facebook chat. She wants to know about the pain in her knees. Ooh, okay. As an energy healer, as an intuitive, knees, joints, bends, things like that, that's turning points. Turning points. Knees in the legs. Is it both knees? Is it one side or the other? But knee pain, energetically, even if they go, if you go to the doctor and you find out, okay, I got something going on with the knees I got to take care of, there's still an energy behind why it happened to begin with. That's the way metaphysics works. But that metaphysical behind knees is, that's a turning point in your direction that you are traveling. Ooh. So Anne, heads up, it's getting interesting for you, not in a negative way. Sometimes we feel discomfort in our bodies with things like that when we're resisting a shift or change of direction. At first you do. You just, whoa, I see it a lot of times. If you think about people's feet and their toes and they pull them in or they grab in and they're, like kind of retracting back. It's almost a retraction of the direction they're going. The body's a vehicle for the energy and the soul, and it will try to express using the body as an antenna to give you messages. I have had pain in my joints before like that, and when I just dive in and look at what's going on with that, it makes sense. So the legs, I don't know. She didn't really say if it was right or left, but it's right or left side. Right side would be male energy. You're dominant. You're like, unless you're left-handed, I'm not sure what your situation is with that. But look at which side of the body it's happening. Left side's your creative side, kind of attached to the right brain. If it's the opposite, it's logical, it's left-brained. And, is there some sort of resistance in an experience that you are going through right now in your life? Look at, see if you see any synchronicities. Look at the metaphor of what's going on in my life and what's going on here. And see if there's a way to gracefully ease into the shift or the transition versus resisting it or kind of digging your heels in that you don't want to. That's my recommendation for that one, because there's so much there that could be a factor with that. So it's kind of a generalization, but that's what you're looking for. Now, just know we're evolving, guys. This is a continually evolving experience. This is a very positive time. That's what you want to put your effort into. If you had to pick one thing to put all of your effort into, it would be, how can I find my way back to positive thinking? How can I find my way back to working on what I want to do to improve myself, my situation, my experience? What do I truly want to do in my life? And then find a way to be proactive in it. You will be amazed at how things will shift and work for you. The synchronicities will come through. Every day, gratitude, manifesting. Manifesting is very powerful when there's gratitude about what you have right now. You may want a new car over there, but appreciate the one you have, or appreciate that you can get from point A to point B if you don't have one. Appreciate that you can get to wherever you need to get to, things like that. Because we manifest in the now for what we want tomorrow. So if you are complaining about what you have in your now, how are you going to use that energy to manifest your tomorrow? You have to bring that positive energy into your now some way, somehow. That's how that works. In the fifth dimension, it's a lot easier to manifest. That's why we're experiencing a little bit of both to practice that. Because once you're there, man, it's just like, hello, this is what I need. Thank you for that. But there's going to be an appreciation and a gratitude for a lot of the things you already have in your life. All of that fear and somebody taking something away from you, fear of attack, fear of what they're doing to you, that all has to be dealt with now and go away to be in that fifth dimension frequency. I don't know about you, but I'm working on it every day because that's where I want to be. And that is what I want for you. I say, let's all go there together. Let's do this. Because, I mean, trying to hang on and resist change of something that's falling apart anyway, it's just going to crumble down and be gone. So some people don't like change. I know that. A lot of people don't like change. That's why it's important we're talking about it, because we got to find a way to be okay with change and to embrace change and to be at peace about change for the better. Because humanity has heart, humanity has soul, humanity is an amazing experience. This earth being here, being part of this, we're all part of the new. We just have to get in, dive in, and be a participant in your own life is how you will participate in bringing about a better world. Guys, we're out of time. I love you guys so much. Thanks for joining us in both chats. I know I couldn't get to everybody, but I will do my best to go check out the chat, see what I can do. And I wish you all much love and happiness. And we'll see you next time here on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.